limitations and balancing.
And then eventually going to be doing like mufflers. And
eventually, in the next couple in the next coming months, we're going to do some auto sales, use auto sales, the state inspection stickers.
Okay.
And also the muffler and exhaust repair we're going to add in later, later down the line.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you're literally going to have that one-stop shop.
Yeah, we're trying to make it a one-stop shop. You know, we're in the neighborhood there. We're trying to, they're trying to make the area grow. So I'm there trying to do my part.
And they don't have to go all across town.
They don't have to go all across town, correct.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. So what
I do have to say this one thing, because we always keep mentioning my name. But it is me and my daughter, Courtney Williams. We're both in this. She's played a part in this here. So we're both owners in this Snacks auto sales and service place.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, what's the physical address and what number can they call to get in contact with you?
Number is 318-528-8870. Address is 1816 3rd Street here in Alexandria. We're about one block before the Alexandria Iron Yard there. Maybe like one block from downtown. When you come off Cashin Street there, turn on 3rd Street. We're like one block right by the old train trestle right there.
Okay.
Can't miss us.
Now, do anybody need to make an appointment or walk-ins welcome?
Walk-ins are welcome. You don't have to make an appointment. If you need us to give you a ride back to your job, you want to drop your car off and you need to get a ride back to your job, we will get your ride back. If you need to get back to work while we work on your car, change your oil or wash it or something, we can get you a ride back to your job.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome. All right. That's Snacks, your one-stop shop. And we'll be talking more with Steve. We got Pastor Greg Tejada coming up next, so we got to get out of the way. Any last words you want to say, Steve, before we go?
I just want to ask that you come out and support me. We're here in the neighborhood trying to make a difference.
All right. That's Snacks. Let's go support Steve. I'm supporting him. He's done wonders on my car, and I have a foreign car. Car looks like it's been waxed and it's only been hand washed, and he ain't even waxed it yet, but he will be doing my total detail pretty soon. But let's support Steve and Courtney with their new business. And it's right downtown in the neighborhood where, you know, you don't have far to go, and you can drop your vehicle off and he'll take you back to work or home or whatever or you can just wait and eat.
That's correct.
Wait for your vehicle. Thanks, Steve, so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you getting my car running and ready.
Well, thank you, Tanya, and hoping you have a good weekend.
You too. And we'll see you tomorrow anyway at the concert.
New Scott Alley. All right.
New Scott Alley. Try them pet them. Y'all, you got to try these petty loaves. I guess, yeah, just come to the church tomorrow and get the petty loaf. That's all I got to say on that one. All right, Steve, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
God only knows the spiritual bondages that are broken when one person get healed. When one person gets set free, you don't know how many of the captive are released from one miracle from God. Thank God for it, amen. Praise God. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and the scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together in Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? They done had a whole night to sleep on this thing, trying to figure it out. They can't figure it out. So they got them together and they said, now look, tell us, what power did you use? Whose name did you do this in? Those religious leaders knew that there was a power and there was a name. By what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, listen at this now, filled with the Holy Ghost. It's important to stay full. Yeah. Said unto them, ye rulers of the people and ye elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he's made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. He said, the one you crucified killed this man.
Amen. Praise God.
Be it known unto you and all of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There ain't no other name you can be saved in. It is only the name of Jesus that have salvation in it. Peter told him, said, look, there ain't no other name on this earth. So when people say, is Jesus the only way? It's got to be another way. No, there ain't no other way. We'd like to have 20 ways, wouldn't we? But isn't one way more simple? He gave you one way, so ain't no confusion. Just one way to be saved. Ain't 20? You ain't got the any, meaning, my, which way I'm going to get saved. No, it's just one way. He made it easy. No matter what religion you grow up in, it's one way to be saved. You point them to Jesus. He got the name that has salvation. Amen? Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Ignorant, unlearned, uneducated, uncultured. They said, now wait a minute. These men ain't got no formal Bible training. They unlearned, they uneducated, they ignorant. But they knew one thing about them. They act like Jesus. They talk like Jesus. They do the same things Jesus do. They have all of his mannerisms. They follow all of his customs. They sound like him. These men here have been with him. When you hang out with Jesus, you start sounding like him, looking like him, doing like him, acting just like him. Who you think the Holy Ghost is going to have you imitate? Didn't it say imitate God? Be imitators of God? That's who you're going to imitate. He's going to show you how to imitate Jesus. You'll be look just like him. You'll be doing just what he did and saying what he's saying. The works that I do shall you do also. There it is right there. You're going to do just like me. But even greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father. I'm going to lead the greater works for y'all. Gave us the name. You have to have faith in the name. The name can deliver any person, anytime, if they'll have faith in the name. When they saw their boldness, they took knowledge of them that they'd been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. They had the right words. And then they had the evidence to back it up. Because now when Peter and them go before this council, guess who they brought with him? They brought the walker. Brother Leeper. And they standing there and they looking at this man. He ain't crippled no more. So now, there's nothing they can say about what they just saw. They have no argument, no human wisdom, no way to explain this away. They were silenced when they looked at that man and said, "We can't do nothing about it." Verse 15, but when they had commanded them to go outside of the council, they conferred among themselves. Now they have a private meeting, one of these closed door sessions. All y'all get out of here. This high class meeting here, all the educated ones. Saying, what were they saying? What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle have been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. What are they trying to do? They're trying to shut the miracles down. They're trying to shut the power down. That this spread no further. That there be no more miracles of healing. No more supernatural occurrences, because they ain't got none. Let's threaten them. They know they couldn't kill them men, because everybody by now is saying, these men are servants of the Most High God. You can't do nothing with them. Because everybody's glorifying God for this miracle that's been done in this man's life. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor to teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Will it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God? You judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they may punish them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. Everybody giving God the glory. 5,000 done come into the kingdom. You see that? Then after they were threatened, they didn't shut up, cower down, close up tent. You know what they did? They went back to prayer. They went right back to the place where the miracle happened. And it said, "Now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word without fear, by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." So they said, "God, give us some more miracles. Stretch out your hand and heal some more. Give us boldness to speak your word some more." And that's what we ought to be praying. And that's what we ought to be desiring from God. Amen. Praise God. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. So you see, they all got a double dose. They all got filled again. And they all went out preaching even with more boldness. And the Bible says, "And great grace was upon all them that believed." God's grace came down, and the power of God was released in their life. I'm going to tell you, we have to have faith in the name of Jesus. We have to believe in the supernatural. And I'm going to tell you, the supernatural, it flows right through the name of Jesus. The early church showed us how to do it. They said, "Lord, stretch out your hand and heal the sick. Give us boldness to speak." You got to be bold to speak the word. You got to be bold when you're confronting evil. You got to be bold when you're challenging the devil to get off your property, to get out of your finances, to stop harassing you physically and mentally. You got to be bold with people that are always encouraging you and pushing you and offering temptation to you. You got to be bold with people that are trying to get you to dismiss.